Council on Gas Committee. It's 5:05 p.m. on Wednesday, the 4th of May. My name is Vic Corn, the chair with us. We have Representative Gardner, Samuels, and Wilkberg. So we do have a quorum field business. We're here to briefly hear House Bill 297. And House Bill 297 is a reincarnation of House Bill 71. We're here basically to use this as a backup bill in the event that the legislation is needed to provide the tax credits that the industry feels they need, and which also is important to the administration, which had 71 brought to us as basically the centerpiece of their efforts this year to help encourage Bristol Bay development. So without talking a lot, I'd like to have Sharice Mill at my own gas committee aid explain the provisions in this legislation. And if need be, we've got Dan Dickinson here to explain the fiscal note or any monetary ramifications of the legislation. So Sharice.
Chairman Coring, for the record, my name is Sharice Millett. I'm staff to Representative Coring. House Bill 297 is the exact same bill as HB 71 that was passed out of House Finance. The final version is to provide credits south of the Brooks Range, excluding Anwar. And that's about it.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Samuels.
Thank you. I'd move HB 297 from committee with individual recommendations and attach this clause.
Now, do we need to adopt the committee substitute before we make a motion? That's my understanding.
Chairman, I would move that we adopt the CS for HB 297, only guess 24-LS0998/G.
Okay. Any objections to adopting the committee substitute as described by Sharice Millett? Okay. Is there a motion to move the bill out of committee?
I move that we move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Any objections to moving the legislation as noted? Seeing none, thank you very much. And with that, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.